Baba Basra, Daf Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, page 81, side A. That is, the Gemara says, Kisita. That's a very expensive kind of a tree which grows in the water. The Gemara brings that there are those that added on these seven types of cedar that were mentioned in the verse, other trees, Ikad Amri. Others say that the Chachamim added on those that were mentioned in the Pasuk, Aroinim, Armoinim, and Almugim. The Gemara explained, Aroinim are Ore. Those are trees which fruits that are called Baish. Armoinim, those are Dubay, and Almugim, that's the Kisita, as we mentioned before, the expensive tree that grows in the Yam. The Mishnah. The Mishnah explains the halacha of one who buys trees in a field of his friend, what is the din, and whether you purchased the earth together with the trees. One who purchases two trees in the field of his friend without specifying whether he is purchasing property or not, also the karka, then he did not purchase the earth that grows, that lies around the tree. Even that is underneath the branches of the tree, he only bought the trees themselves. The Meir says that once a person buys two trees, kono karka, he does buy the property with them. Because one who buys two trees, that is considered as if he is buying a field of trees, for trees. And the karka, the earth, becomes tuffle, secondary to the two trees. The Mishnah continues to explain the other dinim. So, according to the opinion of the Tanakhama, the Mishnah continues, Higdilu. What happens if the branches of the trees got longer? So now it turns out that the tree's shadow is now on a greater area, and that does damage to the owner of the field. Lo yishapet. So the seller cannot cut off and shorten the branches, because since the owner of the trees doesn't have any rights to the ground, to the earth, so the owner of the field has certainly given him the rights for all the needs of his trees. V'ho'ila min ha'geza, and all the branches that come from the stem are shaloi, belong to the owner of the trees, because they grow from the body of the tree. But umin hasharoshim shobal hakarka, but those that grows from the roots belong to the owner of the field. V'im mesu, and if the trees die, they dried out, in the karka, so then he has no earth at all, even in the place where the trees were standing themselves, to go ahead and plant others instead of them. Because the seller did not give him the earth, only for the trees that he sold them, that were there at the time, but not for him to go ahead and plant other trees once these are dried out. But however, what happens if kono shloisha, if you buy three trees in the field of your friend, then kono karka, then you do acquire, and you are koine, the earth which is around them, and therefore higdilu, if they were branches of the tree became longer, so that they go out now of the amount of the earth that he bought with them, and now the shadow is doing damage to the owner of the field, yishapet. So the purchaser of the trees needs to cut him down, so they should not go outside of his property, because the seller did not give him away give his property for his uses for his trees. And what comes up, the branches that grow, whether it's from the stem or from the roots, shaloi, they belong to the one who bought the trees, because the place is his too. The imesu, and if these tree die, they dry out. Yesh lekarka, he has earth to plant others instead of them. So the Gemara brings the Mishnah Maseches Bikurim, in which we learned the machlokes of Rabban Rab Meir in our Mishnah with regards to the halacha of bringing Bikurim. Tana and Hosam, we learned over there in the Mishnah Maseches Bikurim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, Hakoy Neshnei Ilonos B'Toich Shel Chaveri, one who buys through trees in the field of his friend, then maybe he needs to bring Bikurim from the fruits of the tree, Vein Ekoida, but he doesn't read the parsha that the one who brings Bikurim is commanded to read, since he doesn't own the karka. So therefore these fruit are not considered in the pri ha-adama asher nasateli, the fruit of the earth that you have given me, which is the pasuk in Dvarim Chavav Yud, because they're not fruit of his tree. So he can't read and say pri ha-adama. Rav Meir disagrees. He says he can bring and he can read. And the Gemara brings the opinion of Shmuel, explaining Rav Meir. Om Rav Yudama Shmuel, Mechayiv hoye Rav Meir would obligate to bring Bikurim, av v'lekech peres ben hashuk, even if a person purchases fruit in the marketplace, even though they didn't grow on his ground. The Gemara says, Mimai, how do we know that this is opinion? In our Mishnah it says that only, we see that only by two trees he has to bring. The Gemara explains, with the Katoni Mishnah Yisera, since he teaches us an extra Mishnah. This Mishnah that we learned in Maseches Bikurim is extra, so we can be learn out so. Because mich di ton alei di yesh lekarka, pshita di mevi v'koira, since we learned in the Mishnah that the opinion of Rav Meir is that by two trees he actually acquires karka, the earth, so it's obvious that he has to bring the Bikurim and read, just like all fruits of his field. So why did Rav Meir have to write again the Masechta Bikurim again? Allah Shema Amino, what we can learn from this, Mechayiv Hoy Rav Meir Abu Lekech Peris Ben Ashuk, that this is coming to teach us that Rav Meir holds that even one tree, and even if one purchases from the marketplace, he still has to bring Bikurim. So the Gemara says, ask, how could you possibly say so in the opinion of Rav Meir? When the Pesukim it says no so, because the Pesukim it says, Voksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Dvarim Chavav Beis, the Pasuk begins, V'lakachto Mereshis Kol Pri Ha'adama, should take from the first fruits of the land, it says, Asher Tovi Me'artzecha, that you bring from your land. The Pasuk continues, Asher Hashem Lekech Ha'neisun Loch, V'samto Batena, V'lachto L'mokim Ha'shivcha Hashem Lekech Ha'shaka Shmo Yishom. So, it's mashma, that there is no obligation but on the fruit that grew in your land, Tavi Ma'artzecha, that grows in your land. The one answer, the Hulim Uter Chutz Loretz, that's coming to exclude that fruit that grows in Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, that they're not Chayim Bikurim. The Gemara asks, Vaksiv, but it says in Shmois Chogim Yutes, it says there, Reishis Bikurim Admoscha, your ground, you Tavi Beis Alakecha. So it's mashma that the obligation is only a fruit that grew in the ground, in your ground. The one answer is, Lama Uti Admasiv Dikhov. This is excluding the ground of a non-Jew, that if the non-Jew has property in Eretz Yisrael, and the Jew buys from that fruit, then he doesn't have to bring the Korban. So the Gemara asks, Vaksi, but it's written in Dvarim Chavav Yud. It says, over there, it starts off, V'atui Nevesis Reishis Pri Adomo Asher Nosato Li Hashem, it goes on, V'necht Lefnei Hashem Lekech, V'shtachavis Lefnei Hashem Lekech. So it's mashma that the Chiyuv is only on the fruit Asher Nosato Li Hashem, that you gave me, and not that he purchased somebody else. I think one answer is the Yavet Li Zuzer Vizab Nibu. The Torah doesn't mean fruit that is grown in his property, but Hashem gave it to him through the fact that he paid money in the marketplace to purchase them. Rabbi asks on Shmuel's view from a Braisa and pushes away his words. Masiv Rabbi. Rabbi asks, within the Braisa, Koine Ilon Echel B'Tech Shel Chaveri, one who buys one tree in the field of his friend, maybe, Veine Koire. he brings bikurim from this tree, but he doesn't read. Why? Because he doesn't own karka. That's what it's Rameir. So we see beferish that the opinion of Rameir is that by one tree, which you didn't purchase any ground, any earth with it, so he brings and he doesn't read. So certainly when you purchase fruit from the marketplace, that you won't read. And what it says to Yufta. This is a good question. It's a good challenge, and the words of Shmuel are pushed off. In our Mishnah Braisit, it was explained that even in a way that he did not acquire any land, this is according to the Rabbana when he buys two trees, and according to the Meir when he buys one tree, but nevertheless he should bring the Bakurim, but he doesn't read. So the Gemara explains what is the reason that you have to bring, although that we explained that they are exempt from the obligation of bringing. Amar Rav Shimon ben Eliyakim l'Rabbi Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Eliyakim l'Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Elazar,